Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning as we give God praise, glory, and all of the honor. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to welcome you back. Amen. And if this is your first time with us, we ask that you would please enjoy our fellowship services on today to the extent that you'll keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week as we lift up the name of Jesus. We ask you to visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Find out a little bit more about our ministry and all that we are doing. Amen. And we're happy to have you with us. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. So, amen. We have been, amen, just encouraging you, amen, through the word of God on this week, as we always do. Amen. Our motive here, amen, is that God will receive all of the glory, that he will be glorified, his people edified, and Satan horrified. Amen. And so we thank God, amen, for empowering us to complete his mission. Amen. And we bless be the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to talk, we want to end the week, amen, on creativity. Amen. The creativity that the Lord has given us. Amen. Yesterday we came, amen, to encourage you, to let you know, amen, that truly, truly cares for you. You're not by yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. And today we want to move forward to pull out of that creative power that is in you. And we bless the Lord. Amen. Turn with me in your Bible to the book of James, chapter number one. James chapter number one. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. James chapter number one, verse number 22 reads this, But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And we thank God. You can find that scripture in the book of James, chapter number 1, verse number 22. So just for a few minutes this morning, beloved, amen, we want to talk about what James meant, amen, when he wrote those words, amen. But be ye hearers, But be ye doers of the word, amen. Doers, doers. Beloved, when we study, amen, the Greek and the Hebrew, and it's a very, very interesting, amen, because we really get, you know, to get to the root of what the words really meant. I mean, words mean something. Glory be to God. And when we study, we can really find out why that particular word, amen, was utilized. And when we look at the word doers, okay, in the Greek, the word for doers in the Greek is poet. And so, beloved, this word carries with it the idea of creativity, such as a poet whose personality includes a creative flair. And we see that even here in our ministry, amen, all of the creativity, amen, that the Lord has endowed us with, amen. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. James is telling us, beloved, that if we can easily think of a way to do what has been preached to us, then we must get creative. We must find ways to do the word. You might want to write that down in your journals today, in your notebooks. Amen. Glory be to God. The scripture is telling us that we must find ways to do the word, to become creative. Be not a hearer only, but a doer. It doesn't have to be done the same way every time. See? And in God's economy, very rarely is it done the same way, amen, all the time. We can also look, beloved, in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, verse number 10. Ephesians 2 and 10, amen, glory be to God. I'll flip there for you, amen. You can flip there yourself, write it down, amen. Go to it and look it up, amen. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 10 says this: For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen, beloved. And so this is another form of that Greek word poet, that where Paul writes here that we are his workmanship, created in good works. That word workmanship, beloved, is the same Greek word, amen, that James is using here for poet, amen, creativity. Glory be to God. This tells us, beloved, that when we were saved, God put forth all of his best efforts, and he put forth his best creative powers to marvelously fashion and create us in Jesus Christ. And because, beloved, that word is used in Ephesians 2 and 10, it unmistakably means that God, he did his best, his fullest, his greatest, and most creative powers when we were born again. We weren't just saved or mildly saved or lightly saved, beloved. Rather, God took us into his hands and he marvelously made us new in Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You can find that in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. And he made us new in Jesus, beloved, as he released his most powerful creative forces. And he made us a workmanship that would be worthy to bear his name. He made us a workmanship worthy to bear his name. We are a representative of him. Glory be to God. Men like their women looking their best. Why? Because the woman, his woman represents him. His children represents him. Glory be to God. Well, we represent, amen, our Father. Amen. Glory be to God. And so he didn't do no shabby job, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. When he recreated us, he put forth his best effort. Amen. That we are all worthy to bear his name. So, beloved, whether that word is used to depict a poet or, beloved, to describe God's creative power, as we see here in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, it also depicts someone putting forth his fullest creative abilities to achieve something. So here we see James, beloved, in our scripture on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Telling us that we must put forth our fullest efforts and our most creative abilities and doing what we have heard preached. Be not a hearer only, but be a doer. Get creative with it. Get creative with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Will Smith may say, get jiggy with it. And you can do that too if you keep your mouth, if you keep your mind pure. So you get creative. Come on now. We cannot passively hope that the word becomes a part of our lives. Just sitting back waiting for, you know, God to do this, waiting. No. We have to be proactive, beloved. We have to be proactive. We have to get creative and find ways to make the word a practical part of our lives. So, beloved, so when we read that scripture in the Greek, this is how it reads. If you cannot easily think of ways to do what you have heard preached, it's time for you to get creative. Put all of your heart and soul into finding a way to act on what you have heard. You could also translate that scripture like this, beloved. It's time for you to get creative in the ways you do the word of God. Beloved, it could be that you're thinking, but Pastor Bradford, I don't know how to do what has been preached to me. I've heard it all the time. I know a lot of you thinking it. I mean, you hear the word. It sounds good. Okay? You're excited about hearing it. But now when it's time to become practical and do what you heard, you say, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how. But, beloved, don't worry. Don't worry. The Lord is not short on creativity. Matter of fact, he is awesome. He is awesome. When we look at the billions and billions of people who live on planet Earth, who have lived on planet Earth all the way from the time of Adam and Eve, and I just look at everybody, I say, how did God do that? How did God take two eyes, a nose, a mouth, two ears, and a head, and make everybody look different? How did God take those five components? And then, look, even my twin grandsons look different. Because if I look hard enough, I got to look hard, though, now. When I figure out who's who, but I got to look hard. The one is a little thinner than the other. How did God do that? God is a God of creativity. And let me tell you, he don't have a shortage. Amen. We have a full supply of creativity. Glory be to God. And beloved, since we are teaching on the Holy Spirit, if you will listen, now that's the option there. If you will listen, the Holy Spirit will say, here's an opportunity to apply what you have been hearing. Oh, he'll give you an opportunity. Oh, he's awesome. Oh, he'll keep it interesting. There's nothing boring about God. He ain't that boring there. Let me tell you something. If you're bored, that's because you're boring. Partner up with the Holy Ghost. He put some excitement up in your life. But he keep the juices flowing. He keep the laughter running. He keep the creativity turning. There ain't nothing boring about our God. See? And so the Holy Spirit will speak to you, glory be to God, and say, here, do this. Here, do that. Do it this way. Do it that way. And then all you have to do is do it. Now that's where the faith comes in. Do it. See? Oh, hey, I ain't never seen nobody. Just do it. Just do it. If you have a heart to truly act on the word of God, beloved, the Holy Spirit will show you ways to do it. All you have to do is seek the Lord and allow him to show you. He'll show you how to be creative. Amen. He'll show you how to pray for the sick. Huh? He'll show you how to share Jesus with all of your lost friends. Oh, you don't need a bullhorn, you know, and preach it. No. He'll show you. He will show you how to do it, how to meet them where they are, where they could be receptive to you. Amen. Maybe in just a general conversation, maybe in an outing to the mall. Look, just do it. Get creative with it. You don't have to do it the way Pastor Bradford did it. You don't have to do it the same way you did it the last time. Huh? You don't have to do it like that. Do it like the Holy Spirit is showing you. See? He'll show you how to bake that cake and take it to your neighbor. Huh? For you ladies out there that like to bake. You men out there. He'll show you how to help your neighbor. When your neighbor's out there working on his car, fixing his car, he'll show you how to do it. He'll show you how to get creative and how you can do the word. Beloved, we got to do the word. It's good to hear, but that's not the whole story. You're not going to pass the test just on hearing. We talked about passing the test on Wednesday night Bible study. Hearing is just part of it. That's the beginning. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, so now that you got your faith, you've heard the word, you got your faith, now what? Because then the scripture goes on to say faith without works is dead. You don't want no dead faith because it don't produce nothing. You have to be a doer of the word. Yeah, Pastor Bradford was teaching on that. Yeah, I was just reading that in the scripture. Yeah. All right, fine. Now what you going to do? Now what are you going to do? Don't know how to do it. Ask the Holy Spirit. How do I touch this person? How do I reach it? Lord, what would you have? Lord, show me how to do it. And when the Holy Spirit show you, don't back up. Well, I don't know. I don't know what they go. I don't know. Don't worry about what you know. Go on what he know. don't worry about what you know. Just walk in faith. Just walk in your peace. Just do it. Just do it. What did Jesus' mother tell them at the wedding? Amen. They said, whatever Jesus said, just do it. Huh? Glory be to God. And so, beloved, and so the Holy Spirit will show us different ways. And I'm telling you, when we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to bring out that creativity in us, it gives you so much joy. It makes you so happy because it's not the same old humdrum stuff. You're doing something different. Glory be to God. You're following God. Amen. It's exciting. Look, when I was younger, and still part of me, you know, I don't have a problem going on a roller coaster ride. I'm a senior citizen. But if you know what I mean, if I go to an amusement park this year, next year, whenever, I'm not leaving that amusement park without going on a roller coaster. Now, that's just it. And I want the first seat or I want the back. Don't put me in the middle. Give me the first or give me the back. I just love that exhilaration. Well, let me tell you something. Walking with the Holy Spirit is that exhilaration. I mean, he just comes up with stuff, you know what I mean? And there's no shortage on it. Amen. A glory, a bit of smile on your face. Amen. And then you're making somebody else happy too. Oh, glory be to the living God. Beloved, let me say this morning. Spiritual maturity, and we know it is God's will for us to mature, not for us to stay babies, all right? But he wants us to grow up in him. We do not measure our spiritual maturity by the number of meetings that we attend. Some people, they, I got a meeting, I got a meeting, got a meeting. I got 3 meetings on this day. I got 5 meetings. Well, thank God for your meetings, amen. But your spiritual maturity is not measured by that. Your spiritual maturity is not measured by all the speakers that you have heard. Yeah, well, you know, we over here, yeah, you got T.D. Jakes over here, yeah, you got Joyce Meyer, yeah, Creflo, yeah, Pastor Bradford, well, you know, y'all, here's my 20 ministers here, right here, and I'm going to this conference, and I got all that's good if God is leading you. All that is good if God is leading you. But your spiritual maturity is not measured by all of those great speakers, amen, and all those great messages you have heard, beloved. Your spiritual maturity is not measured by how many books you have read. This morning when I got up, I went on and I ordered, I think, 35 books I ordered, amen. Why? Because of the children's ministry that I'm working on right now. See, the children's ministry. So, but in my personal library, I mean, I got hundreds of books, hundreds. Matter of fact, I just remember somebody was holding some books for me. I got to get over there and get them. And I don't loan out my books. I don't loan out because the books I loan out, I never got back. If buy your own books, I help you buy a book. I'm not giving you my books. They my books. I already told my children, these books go down in legacy. They go down. Amen. God called me home. Amen. These books stay with the family. Because I'm praying that y'all read them too. But my spiritual maturity is not measured by the number of books that I read or you read either, beloved. Glory be to God. Tapes. Oh, y'all remember the days of the tapes, the cassette tapes. Well, oh, my goodness. Matter of fact, I was in charge of the recording ministry at my church. Amen. And I would be the person that would record the message, record the preacher. Amen. Then after church, amen, you could buy them. I would duplicate them. Oh, I enjoyed that. And I had plenty of tapes. I mean, I know people not even listening to CD tapes no more, to the audio tapes. Amen. But guess what? I got a whole bunch of them, and I'm probably going to keep them. I'm going to keep them till they dry rot. See? But, beloved, my spiritual maturity and your spiritual maturity is not measured by how many tapes you may have or have accumulated. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. You have to take the word that you have heard and find a way to make it work in your life. That's what's going to determine your spiritual maturity. Baby, you got to do it. You have the little toddler there, okay, listening on tapes, okay. This is how you walk. You put the left hand, you put the left foot in front of the right foot, okay. And you got the little toddler sitting there watching TV, watching other little kids walk, okay. So they see the kids walking, okay. They listen to the tapes, okay. This is how you walk. Uh-huh, glory be to God. Uh-huh, they got their parents encouraging them. This is how you walk. But that little toddler not going to walk until that toddler walks. You have doctors, amen, they call them practicing physicians. You know why they call them practicing physicians? Because they're practicing. All right, so they spend 8 years in medical school. Learning how to be a good doctor. God bless good doctors because we need good doctors. 8 years in school, okay? All right? So they done take all the classes, all right? Thank God for that. They watch all the tapes, all that. Then go to all the conferences, all that and all that. But that doctor's not going to learn how to be a doctor until that doctor starts practicing on somebody. So they start doing it. Beloved, the only way we are going to grow in our Christian maturity is to be a doer of the word. Thank God you listening, but that ain't enough. He tells us, beloved, in the word, he says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. You must be a hearer, but not a hearer only. That's not good enough. deceiving your own selves. Beloved, it's time to get busy. It's time to get busy. And you don't have to be afraid. Lord, show me. And I'm telling you, he is so creative. And he will bring out those creative juices in you and flowing and doing things different. And glory be to God. And people be happy to see you coming. Happy to see you coming. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, God is looking for people who actually do what they have heard preached. That's who God is looking for. He's in heaven looking to and fro. Who on planet Earth is doing what they heard the preacher preach? Now, we know we got hundreds of people listening to Pastor Bradford this morning and every morning. I don't know, it may be thousands. But God is searching the earth to find out how many of his people are doing the word. I was on the service this morning. All right, good, good, good. Praise the Lord. You got a check mark. You got a check mark. Okay? Now, there's another box that got to be checked. Now, you heard the word. Now, when are you going to start doing the word? I just don't know how. Ask the Holy Spirit. You're partnering with him, aren't you? And let him show you how to be creative. Amen. Glory be to God. Because he is creative. Just follow him. Just follow him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he is so much fun. He is so much fun. This is why the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. God is just so much fun. Glory be to God. I was talking with a young lady, glory be to God, and she was saying, Pastor Bradford, I don't know how people can live by themselves. Now, because she's the type of senior citizen, she just got to have other people around her. Amen, glory be to God. And I said, you know what, I ain't got no problem with it myself. You know, the reason I don't have no problem with it is because I'm not by myself. I mean, I'm in a full gauge relationship here with the Holy Spirit. I mean, we talk together, we eat together, we sleep together, we bathe together. He dresses me. Huh? Glory be to God. I went out yesterday and people were stopping me all in the street. Oh, you look, oh my God, oh, you look so royal. I said, thank you, Holy Ghost. I go over my closet and say, Holy Spirit, what we wearing today? I said, I am not bored. I mean, I like company. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit, amen, say so. Glory be to God. But the point is this, amen, I can live by myself. It ain't no problem. Because I'm not by myself. The Holy Spirit, beloved, glory be to God. Partner with him. Partner with him. Hallelujah. He'll show you how to do it. He'll show you how to do it. Oh, glory be to God. So, beloved, if you can't seem to think of practical ways to apply the word to your life, just ask the Holy Spirit to help you. It's that simple. It's that simple. Help me to be creative. Show me, help me to apply the word. I heard the word, Holy Spirit. Now, how do I do this thing? That's all you got to say. That's all you got to say and mean what you say. And then watch him show up and show off. Beloved, here's one thing you can be sure of. One thing that you can be sure of. The Holy Spirit is never short on ideas about how you can become a doer of the word. Because otherwise God would not have commanded you to be a doer if he was short on ideas. He is not short. Will you make up your mind today that, you know what, I got to get busy. I got to get busy. I just can't just keep sitting around waiting for something. Lord, I'm going to make myself available. I'm going to make myself. God, show me. God, show me. Amen. In Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to help us think of new ways to do the word of God. You have all the fresh ideas that we will ever need. So we are looking to you to show us how to put the word into practice in our lives, full of creative power and fresh ideas. So please open our eyes and show us how we can serve, how we can bless someone else, or any other way we can become obedient to do the word that has been revealed, Father, so powerfully in our lives this day. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for the word of God. Amen on today, beloved. Amen. Let's do the word. And God's word will not return it to him void. Amen. But it will accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. All right. All right. All right. We bless the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for a full week of service. Amen. It's been a full week. And we want to thank God for the strength. Thank God for the energy. Thank God for the will. Thank God for the mind. Amen. We just want to say thank you to all of you lovely prayer warriors who have served this week. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. You know your names. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for serving for a Wednesday. We want to thank God for our readers. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Amen. Those of you who have supported the ministry and continue to support the ministry financially. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. You're making all things possible. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to say thank you. Amen. For our listening audience, amen. Thank you for listening in. We would like a little bit better if you would just reach out to us. Amen. We have an email address. We have a mailing address. Glory be to God. We would just love to just check in and let us know that you're listening. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. All right, saints, that's it for this week. Amen. We're going to be back tomorrow, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock. We're going to continue our Sunday services as such until you're notified otherwise, until you're notified. Amen. But even when we move in the building, we want to still keep this going. Amen. We want to get our audio department and our media department together so that even though we are live, we want to still have something flowing via the internet, because we have an audience here that need us. I was looking in our back office, beloved. We have an audience in China. We have an audience in Russia. We have an audience in Africa, Canada, and so forth. Now, they will not be able to walk with us in a new building, a physical building. So we want to thank God for the blessing that we have, that we can reach them. And we consider you our family if you're listening today. God bless you. We want you to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Maybe you're listening, but you don't know Jesus. Amen. But if you would just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Amen. And so why don't you stop right now and just invite Jesus in. Just invite Jesus in. Jesus, come and live in my heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, forgive me for all of my sins. I receive Jesus. I invite him in. Come and live in me. It's something simple like that. Glory be to God. Huh? You can be creative even in your repentance. Amen. Just ask God to forgive you for your sins and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They're the main 2 points. Glory be to God. Amen. And then let us know, amen. So we want to pray for you, and we want to pray with you, amen, in Jesus' name. All right, saints, that's it. Amen. We're looking forward to next week and what next week will bring for us. Amen. Glory be to God. We will continue to incorporate our spiritual warfare training into our Wednesday nights. But right now, until we can get back on schedule, I think we've been advertising every fourth Saturday for our spiritual warfare training. So we're going to get back on that schedule. So in the meantime, we're going to be incorporating our spiritual warfare training with our Wednesday night Bible studies. Amen. In Jesus' name. It has been my pleasure to serve you all of this week. It's been my pleasure. Amen. I thank God for the strength. I thank God for the will. I thank God for an audience. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the insight. I thank God for everything. How about that? Well, I'm going to save you the next 30 seconds and say I thank God for everything. Amen. And I really, really do. All right, saints, that's it. Let's be a doer. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Amen. I'll turn around and tell your neighbor, amen, let's do it. Let's do it. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, Pastor, I'm here by myself. No. The truth of the matter is you're not here by yourself. You're not by yourself. See, God is there. You have angels there. Huh? Well, glory be to God. You got God's angels, and you might have some of the devil's angels too, but you got the power to bind them and dismiss them. Glory be to God. You're not by yourself. Amen. Let's do it. Amen. Let that be our motto. Let's do it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God that has come forth today, all this week. Father God, you have just loaded. God, I'm telling the truth. We have no excuse. We have no excuse, Father God. We are loaded with the word on a daily basis on this platform. We are loaded with the word on Wednesday nights. Father God, we have thousands of messages in our archives. Father God, you're talking about a spiritual buffet. We are just loaded with the word. But Father God, but that's not even enough. But all the thousand messages we have in our inventory, that's not enough. You said we got to do it. God, help us, and thank you for helping us to be doers. Father, give us a good weekend, Father. We thank you for the break and the humidity, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be careful. Father God, help us not to get too loose, but Father God, just to do whatever you are allowing us to do. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Show us your pathway for provisions, Father. Help us to walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare that it cannot, shall not, and will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you, and the Lord gives you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. I love you, saints. Amen. Thank you. For allowing me to serve you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let's do it, saints. Let's do it. Let's be creative. Let's get jiggy with it. And let's get busy in the work of the Lord.
I will do a new thing in you. I will do. Ask for whatever. you pray for, it shall not be denied, saith the Lord, saith the Lord, I will do
Blessings, saints. Amen. I love you, Pastor Bradford Sonia.